Hello again. It's Brian. I will keep this short, but I wanted to remind you once again that if you visit voidsignal.net or patreon.com/voidsignal, you can help support the creation of more ad-free Void Signal for as little as $2 per month. All of the tiers are the same, and you get hours and hours of content of interviews, conversations, series, all kinds of things. So it goes a long way towards helping me out, and I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for your consideration, and take care. I hope you are well. Let's talk again soon.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Awesome. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. It's a chill day.
Nice. Well, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for making this happen on short notice. This was rather quickly planned and executed, so not quite what I'm used to, but that's okay. Thanks for being so accommodating.
No problem.
So it just kind of starts, so I just will kind of launch into it. So first off, let me gush. I will praise. Had heard your music not that long ago and just really had been like, this is great, this is fresh, this is new, this is something I really gets me excited. And then in the run up to this, just checking out the like your entire discography, I was like, this is fantastic. This is like something I've been looking for. But the information kind of out there about you is scarce and mysterious. So I guess the question I had is just like, sort of, who are you? Where did you come from?
What a question. I was born in New York, just outside of Manhattan. It's over in the suburbs, across the Tappan Zee. I don't know. The way I started in music was, I guess, in DJing was just at a college house party. I was transitioning. I was transitioning YouTube songs, just like fading in the volume, just back and forth. And now I'm like, oh, somebody's like, oh, you're pretty good at this. I'm like, thanks. And then kind of just took off from there. But I definitely didn't start in like what I'm doing now, like dark music and stuff like that. It was more top 40 and what kind of, you know, just party type of music. Yeah. And then slowly, eventually, I don't know, I just kind of found this. I'm like, this makes me feel something. Like, why do I connect with this so well?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. So your background musically wasn't really necessarily in like darker kind of styles or anything?
No. I mean, growing up, there was always like R&B and jazz playing in the home.
Sure.
And like my mom always had like a CD 101.9 playing. Mm-hmm. But my brother is the one, I have an older brother. He's the one who ventured into like just other types of music. And, you know, being the younger one, I'm like, oh, my brother, he's so cool. I want to like be like him and sure. listen to the same type of stuff. And he got into like nu metal. And one of the big ones was Linkin Park, of course. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. But I remember my first, like, I think my first, kind of introduction or not introduction, but just like taking a notice of how much music means to me was mm-hmm. when Gorillaz came out with mm-hmm. Demon Days. And I was like, wow, this is, I don't know, something about this. I just remember that was like the first CD that I bought mm-hmm. with my own money. And I was like, this is something great. And I just remember bringing it everywhere.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's no really like, I can't remember like a defining factor of
sure.
I'm going to do this. But
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that you just sort of, kind of stumbled your way into it, as from the sound of it. I mean, that's how it seems. But I mean, it's interesting to me just sort of where people come from and what they end up making, right? Like the sort of how art gets translated through people and how their influences come out. I think that's interesting.
What led you to trying to craft the kind of sound that you do? Because it is very sort of unique and in the space. And you know, I do have to say that it, at least for my money, you're doing something that not a lot of other people are doing very well.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, man. I don't know. I started with house or like bass house when I like was really producing, because I got I was introduced to Ableton and it was just too confusing. I remember opening that. I'm like, I don't know what this is. And at the time I was already DJing, but taking, I think my friend, I remember my friend back in college, he like sent me a cracked version of FL or Fruity Loops at the time. And I was like, okay, like I kind of know what this is. It's a little more intuitive for me, but yeah, that was just, I don't know, starting in house and bass house. And then I kind of got like that feeling, 'cause I was going to like festivals and things like that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the, I guess that was the start. It's like, oh, like I want to, 'cause there was definitely a point where I was DJing. I'm like, this is really cool, but how can I make my own music? So starting in that direction, bass house, house, and then falling out of that after taking like a, took an online course for like mixing and mastering. And that was great. I met two of like my best friends, they're producers. But then I started finding like more of what kind of just spoke to me. You know, it's just like ambient, darker, like grittier basses and things like that.
Makes sense. And the online course that you took, it is a thing that you think, I don't know if this is relevant or not. It's just a question that popped into my mind. Did you find it worth it? After like completing it, do you feel that it was like worth your money and your time?
Yeah, 100%. I remember exactly where I was before I dropped the money, because it wasn't cheap. It was like, I think like a grand and some change at the time. I was in Florida for something, and then it was like, oh, the deadline's coming up. Like, gotta, you know, only so many people can get in. You gotta make the payment. Like, do you want to do this? I'm like, yeah, I think I want to do this. But yeah, it definitely was worth it. Like, I learned a lot, because at that point, you know, like I could put a song together, but like I didn't know how to make it sound good, like EQing and, you know, gain staging, all that type of stuff.
Sure.
So it definitely gave me the tools to like be independent. But it also led me to meet like a lot of different people who are just, you know, doing crazy things. So
right. People to also learn from, kind of, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Cool. That sounds rad. It's cool that you ended up you know, making you know, some of the more sinister and original sounding, I don't know if you want to call it industrial music, I guess, that I've heard. I don't really know, like, I mean, genres are ultimately genres, but like fucking, I don't know what to call anything.
Yeah, I have no idea. At one point I was struggling with that all the time. I'm like, what is this? What am I making right now?
Yeah.
But yeah.
That line blurs all the time. Like, so yeah. It's like, I don't even know what to call anything anymore. It's just dark, you know, darky sounds. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
sure. Okay.
And I feel like that works. It's just like, it's, you know, it exists in its own universe type of thing. Like that's the way that I have to look at it. 'Cause I'll get hung up on like, oh, you're a techno producer now, or you're, you know, like cyberpunk mid-tempo. It's like, I don't know, dude. I just kind of make what comes. And like, if I dig it, like we'll keep rolling with it.
Yeah. That's good. That's a fun way to do it. And you haven't been doing this very long. Like, first release was like what, 2017, something like that.
Yeah, well, in terms of like a full artist, yeah, 2017 was that's what, because I had how many name changes before this, but I did start, I think the start would have really been like 20, because I was DJing in 2013, but I'd say like 2014 was when I started producing.
Gotcha.
Just figuring things out, but yeah, not too long, but I was just looking at something that came up and I'm like, wow, it's a little bit of time, like,
sure,
figuring things out. So
yeah. This latest single, I did just want to comment really quick. Dream Out was a delightful kind of a little bit of a departure. You know, something a little bit more. I don't know. Use genre adjectives here, I guess. Like, you know, like a, I don't know how to say. You know, it was just slightly different from the usual dark, I guess.
Yeah.
Really fun, really great. Like, I'm excited to kind of see to hear you kind of mess around with more styles and stuff. Is that a thing you'll continue to do, presumably?
I think so. I have in the back of my mind, like, I say it to a couple of my friends, like, yeah, at one point I'm going to drop like an ambient EP or something. It's not going to be like a whole album or anything, but it just, I don't know. It all kind of works in my mind that I could like do that and it'll be received, like, you know, and even if it's not, it's like, I just want to do it and that's cool. So.
Sure. Absolutely. Awesome. But yeah. Cool.
That one was, sorry. That one, my buddy was saying, like, oh, you guys need to make more, like, you need to add more melody. And it's like, I don't know. I just like the two notes, you know, we just making drones and yeah. It works like that. So Dream Melt was kind of a, I guess, experiment in that way.
Yeah. I like simple. And that was something that I did want to kind of, compliment you on about the music is that, there's not a lot of elements to it, or so it seems, or so it feels, is that it feels sort of very stripped down of like, here are these, you know, 4 to 5 to 6 sort of components, and here's how we can make them bounce off each other. That is a thing I think has been interesting about your music in sort of a minimalistic kind of fashion.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay. Well, what else do you have coming up for 2024 that is, anything exciting? Any shows? Any releases? What's your future?
So no shows, at least not anything that I'm like currently planning. Because I moved from New York last year. It's actually, oh wow, I'm just realizing. Yesterday was the like anniversary.
Oh wow!
So I moved from New York to Chicago.
Gotcha.
Because I quit my job 8 years and I was just like, this is great. This has been good, but, I need to, you know, just kind of do what I want. Cause I feel like I wasn't really moving in a direction that I wanted to go. But yeah, so now I live here. Some stuff happened, towards the end of last year that kind of like, you know, just took me out of the focused. But I've been back since January, and now it's just like, okay, like I want to make more tracks, you know, just kind of ramp up. So not really focusing on any shows, but yeah, the music is coming out.
Yeah,
a lot of different ideas. One I'm really excited about is for Phil Gonzo. Do you know?
Actually do know Phil Gonzo. Actually,
nice.
I'm intending to have him on the show at some point, but
awesome, sick.
Ended up like becoming acquaintances with like someone else who's working with Phil Gonzo, so it was like a happy little instance. It's funny that you mentioned that name. Actually, like I'm almost a little bit like this guy is everywhere. Like,
yeah, dude. No, it's I don't know. Since it's crazy. Like, I forget what year it was, but I was asked to. I was asked to open for Danny Blue at QXT's. And then that kind of like sparked this whole thing of just like a different, like I wasn't in, I don't really think I'm in a scene, but I guess the people just like know me to some degree. Mm-hmm. So I played that. Then he invited me on tour, which was amazing. And that kind of gave me the perspective of like, oh, like there's a whole community and like people, you know, work like their regular jobs but then like go to this and that's kind of what helped me like leave my job and then make the move to Chicago. But I say all that to say
yeah
like it's crazy like who knows who and like how small but large the community is in just like dark music. I don't know.
Yeah, Yeah,
so it cool. is
remarkably small at times. I mean, it's nice too, because I mean, like, I, just as a person who's like older, I mean, I'm 41. I don't know that that constitutes as like an older person. You know, I've gotten to watch, like, you know, the rise of the internet, and like, oh, I can find goths now. Like, I can, you know, I can go to industrial festivals where people there are like, you know what the fuck I'm talking about when I. So it's like easier than ever to kind of find your people. But yeah, it is remarkably small at times. I think that makes the scene a little bit more, this is just a sidebar, but like, I think that makes the scene a little bit more interesting in that, like, I feel like there's so much more, your reputation feels a little more important, I guess. Do you agree? What do you think?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. 'Cause then it's like, you know, everybody knows everybody, even not gonna lie. Like, when you sent the email to come on the podcast, I'm like, shit, like, what am I going to say? Like, what is he going to ask? I don't want to sound stupid. Like, do I know what I'm talking about? Like, what kind of music do I make? When did I? I don't know, man. Like, I get all in my head about everything, but.
Oh, totally understandable. Yeah, don't worry. It's not a professional podcast. It's just me, and we just talk. So yeah, no pressure. But yeah, it is. I am glad that you accepted. I've been like, I was listening to Through Static on my birthday recently, because that track just wrecks. I want to like play it so loud that it kills me. It's just so good. Like, I just turn the subwoofer up and I'm like, I don't care what happens to this house. It's just so raw. Thank you so much for that and for coming on.
Of course.
Okay, well, all right, so some new music later this year, shows kind of on hold, but what else are you kind of hoping to accomplish with this project? I mean, it's kind of garnering attention on its own now and is sort of its own living sort of a thing. What would you kind of like to see it become?
Man, I think, because I never, it's like hard for me to like see this like 5 years ahead or like even 3 years ahead type of thing. But I know at least what I'm working towards now. Like, I've had a couple people, I have like a really good buddy who lives here, who's been like, oh, you need to do like sync licensing, and like, I can see your stuff like being in that. And I see that with like video games and movies and stuff like that, even like if it's a short film, I like doing that stuff. And I've tried to do like a blind score of a like a horror film before, and it was just fun, you know. It was like a week, that was when I was between like moving. I was just like, I'm gonna do this, find like some sounds, record them, whatever. But I think I'd like to have like kind of my hands in a couple different things. Like, right now I'm working on a track that would be for an audiobook. The remix, that's what I was saying before, the remix for Phil Gonzo, that's coming out in April, and that was more cyberpunk. But yeah, like, I don't know, long-term goal, I want to I have so many different ideas. Like, I want to do, like, one thing that's off the wall is like, I want to do an installation type of set where I have like my hardware synths and whatnot, and I'm like just sitting on the floor, and I have this whether it's like LED panels or like lasers going on, and that's like its whole, like, its own thing. It wouldn't be like, well, I don't know, it could be anything, but
not like
I'm thinking
performance, but like an art thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, come to this, sit down, and like maybe even lay down and just like stare at whatever's going on. And so like, that's an idea. I definitely want to tour. I definitely want to be in like the, like, I don't know. It's hard to like describe, but I know, or not describe, but like just to even think of, like, I know at least right now and like later this year, I plan to have like a, what's it called? Just another set of like all this music that I've been working on, but kind of curated more to It's just sorry.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, like putting it, it would be more of me because I haven't played out in a while and I haven't released like a mix in a while. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on, because the last time I played was Arizona in August, I think, Tempe. And that was, it was a shorter set. I had like some more planned, but yeah, I was like, oh, like that's kind of perfect, because then I can like use what I was going to do later and just put it on YouTube for people to see or something. But
right. That makes sense.
But yeah.
Okay. That's, I mean, that's cool. That's exciting stuff. Gonzo making the rounds again.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
That guy, like, is everywhere. I can't, people are like, oh yeah, Phil Gonzo. And I'm like, where, how is this guy? And he was like, I, and then like a day later, my Spotify, like, you know, recommended, or, you know, one of my playlists or whatever, was like, the top track was like Phil Gonzo. And I'm like, this guy is everywhere. But talented individual, great music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That The World Is Falling, that album, I was like, this is, I remember when he sent it to me and I was like, dude, this is amazing. Like, it's just very, I don't know, you just got it right. Like, it's raw. It's yeah. It's not trying to be like more than it is, if that makes sense. I don't know. It just like, it works. And I was happy that he came out with that.
I agree. No, I think you're dialed in on it. Like, when you say that, it would like, it would, there was something sort of simple about it. Like,
yeah,
you did sort of take in, I guess.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to ask you, first off, your website's great. I think it looks great. Second, what is the question marks that lead to password and login?
Oh, man. Okay, so that's like a whole... There has to be some mystery to that. So, okay, the question marks, because it's just like, Zafu.com and then like null, I think I
yes
titled that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there is actually something behind that. There is the password that actually I don't even remember what it is myself. Wow. But there is something behind that, and that kind of that comes later. And that was actually, now that we're talking about that, that's a it's part of this whole thing that's kind of been in motion since I designed my logo, the Spire. There's more to this than just like the music.
There's a whole mystery that's unraveling.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing that I find like really cool. I don't know, like, are you big into video games?
Yes.
Awesome. Like, there's certain, you know, like the lore of certain things, mm-hmm. like whether it's Metroid Prime and like you're scanning the monsters or mm-hmm. whatever they are, the aliens, you don't, and like text logs in like any video game, like you don't have to read that stuff, right? Like you can play the game not having read that and be fine. Like you get it. Mm-hmm. I think that stuff is so cool.
Yes.
And I just think, yeah, as like, I like to incorporate some, like just a little bit more depth into like what I'm doing. Cause I don't know, we're all artists, right? Like you can, it's your project. It's your artwork. You can take it in any direction you want. So like, why not do the cool thing? Why not do a little bit more? If you want to, just cause I think it's cool. So all that to say, that the, on the website, that'll come later. I'm trying to get things in order, but I don't want to give like stuff away. Fine. But
yeah, no, don't give anything away. Like it's a closely guarded secret. Just I was like, let me, you know, do my research and everything, and I like went onto the website and I'm like, this is rad. And then I'm like, question marks, Password. What is this? I am intrigued. So I was like, I have to ask. What? What a wonderful answer. I'm so I had no idea you were going to be this great of a guest that you just and you're like, oh hey, also by the way, if you ask me about this obscure thing, I'll give you a hint to a mystery that's happening.
Yeah, that, I don't know, I just like doing that. Like, maybe some people don't you know, they don't want to partake, and that's fine. I actually did that for an edit release. Like, there was this riddle, and like, you have to unscramble the words in this YouTube video, and if you did it, then you get a link to the private like SoundCloud link. And a couple people followed it, and like, I'm not saying everyone should do that, but there is incentive to do that. And I'll say, just for this one, I'll say those people are getting like custom merch. It was only like five people that did it. I'm like, that's fine. Like, you'll get a custom t-shirt that will like never be released or made for anybody else. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
What a way to reward fans.
Yeah. I just think it's, I don't know. I like stuff like that, you know, like,
yes, me little too. Wasn't it, it was like in the early, maybe earlier mid 2000s, Nine Inch Nails did like one of those like augmented reality games where it's like, you kind of similar, like you follow clues and mystery, you know, kind of things, riddles and things. Like, I love that shit. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
And, especially since you mentioned video games, cause I mean, like, I think, you know, the success of Elden Ring is a great example of like,
Here is
how much story can be told through, you know, flavor text on an item.
Yeah. I've only seen like people play it on Twitch. I haven't made the jump yet. I just started playing something else, but
I've only played minimal hours of it. I'm too shitty, but I,
it's hard, right?
Yes. It's fucking weird. And like my roommate and my friends and shit are like, oh, it's easy, you just do blah blah, and I'm like, I'm too shitty to do
get this. The fuck out of here, that game looks hard as shit, dude.
Yeah, not my thing. No, but no, I agree with you. I love like the little flavor text and the like little added on kind of things, and it's like the little part of the reason I love that is probably just like my background doing like creative writing of like, you know, this is a small, I really loved short fiction when I was doing it, because it was like, here's a very small amount of space and we have to convey a feeling or an emotion or a thought in this many words. And I love that. Like, here's, let's get concise, but we'll hint at something so much bigger than what this is.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's the thing. Like, it gets people thinking like, if you want, right. I don't know. It's
like world building.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so cool. I just think it's so cool.
I think it's so rad. Like, I'm glad that like you, I'm excited that there's like a whole story involved, and like, this isn't just like my fucking dope ass logo, but like, there's, you know, more to come. That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. That's fun. I think more people should do that if they want to. I mean, you know, you don't have to, but,
yeah.
Fun things. Okay. Well, you mentioned video games. Let me ask you this. I did see, I will just bust you out. Like, I did see before you came on that you were playing Blasphemous, which is,
oh yeah,
which is a fantastic game. But again, I am too shitty to play it. So, but like art, soundtrack, everything about Blasphemous is splendid.
Yeah, I just started playing it like yesterday, and I was like, this game is fucking amazing. Like,
yeah,
it's oh my god, the sound effects, the music, the artwork, the lore behind it. I'm like picking up pieces and then going into like a dream world and getting them blessed. I'm like, what is this game? Why haven't I played this sooner kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, it is really cool. It's another one of those that I'm too shitty for. Like the last, like when I first bought it, I've only played it like 3 hours, and I was like, this game's fucking rad. I can't wait to play through this, because I bought it because I was like, I'd been hooked on playing Dead Cells. Have you played that?
No.
It's like a side
scroller too.
Yeah. And it's a roguelite, like you die and you restart. But it's more casual than Blasphemous is. Gotcha. I was so shitty. I had to go download like a trainer off like you know, and like a website and be like, you know, turn on like don't fucking die fucking mode. I'm fucking shitty at it. I don't know.
It's kind of tough, not gonna lie. Yeah, like I've died countless times. I'm like, dude, what? Like, I'm screaming at my computer, like by myself. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. But it's fun. It's a good challenge. It's not too hard,
right?
But
yeah, and it does remind me of like, you know, a lot of great like old school games and stuff. Okay. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I also downloaded Blasphemous while we were talking. Because I was like, hey. I was like, hey, he's right. That is a great game. I will go download Blasphemous and maybe give it another try. because I remember loving being so enamored with the art style. That was what initially drew me to it. Because I love all the like old Goya and Dore and what's the other fucking guy? Falero, all the like old romantic painters, like that kind of grim dark kind of stuff. Oh, I love that shit.
Yeah. It's sick.
Okay, I will ask you last question of the show, which is just what is something that you're enjoying right now? And your answer can be anything.
What am I enjoying right now?
As long as it's
Yeah,
I had somebody once be like, I'm not enjoying anything. And I was like,
everything just fucking sucks.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I mean, like, he was the lead singer for like a major goth band. So, like, I get it. Like, it's on brand, but also, like, I don't know, fucking pretend to enjoy life for a minute. I don't know.
That was actually, that's going to be my answers. No, not nothing. Life. Life. I'm enjoying life.
That's good.
You know, it's kind of where I am right now. Like, I'm in my studio. I don't know, man. Like, I'm not working right now. I'm just kind of day to day. Like, I'm making music, going to the gym. Pretty much it, you know, just kind of doing what I want. But like, I'm kind of just enjoying like being present. Like, I have my own place. The master bedroom is my studio room. I'm like pretty much sleeping in like you can only like fit a bed in the other room.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's really nice, this area in Chicago. I'm getting plants like every month. I'm kind of just, I'm enjoying being kind of thing. So
nice. No, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
I can get down on that. That's a vibe.
Yeah. That, if I can give anybody any advice, like, if you have the opportunity to just like give time to yourself for however long that may be, like, do it. Because, you know, after working a job of 8 years, like, I was an engineer, and, you know, great job, great people, like family, but like, when's the last time you had a summer type of thing? When's the last time you like kind of just did what you wanted to do? And I'm so grateful to have that opportunity. I'm so grateful to like the people around me, and, you know, I don't know, I don't call them fans or whatever, but like people who listen to my music. Like, a big part of me being able to make this move was because of that. So just like, I don't know, just grateful for it all.
It's a good answer. And I would agree. People, you know, taking time to yourself is important, and I know we're all busy living at the end of human history and the fall of capitalism. But yeah, if people can get a chance to take days off, like, for yourself, I agree. It's worth it. Like,
yeah,
if you don't, like, we got to look out for ourselves, basically. It's not like, you know, kind of a thing. Is that like, nobody's going to take care of you and insist you go do something for yourself. You have to.
Yeah. Yep.
100%. I'm glad that you found that yourself in that situation too. It's not a thing that like a lot of people get to enjoy, and it's like, you know, it's rare. It should be like celebrated when, you know, somebody gets the chance to like go kind of be their own person for a while. Like,
yeah,
it allows you to grow.
It's 100%. 'Cause it's, I don't know, like, if you grow up, at least in my case, like, the place I was living before, like, that's where I grew up, you know. It's not like the only thing I've known, but like kind of, to like a certain extent. So how else do you grow? Maybe you need to move away. Maybe you just need different experiences. Like, I don't know how I was, like, really living by myself type of thing. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like
it's all,
yeah, living, mm-hmm. living alone. Like, you get to know yourself, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, I remember, I got pizza with a buddy and I was trying to explain that, but I'm like terrible with words. So I was just like, yeah, like, who are you, when you're by yourself, like, who are you when the lights are off type of thing? And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, what are you saying? I'm like, I know exactly what I'm saying. It makes perfect sense. Yeah. But yeah, it's like, what do you know, yeah. when you're alone, like, what are you thinking? What are you doing? What are your movements type of thing? So
yeah. What is your character when there is no one watching?
Yeah. Yeah.
I get real weird.
I love that. No, that's perfect.
Like, a lot of talking to myself, a lot of my own yeah. jokes. You know, it's...
Do you think you're the funniest person you know?
No, but close.
That's the answer that I really wanted.
Yeah, I would never be so, like, you know, so conceited as to be like, oh, definitely, but it's pretty close. Yeah. It's pretty
yeah, yeah. No, that's great. To me, like, an answer like that just means that you love yourself, and totally fully about that.
Let's not get crazy, but
oh, okay. Sorry. Let me take it back.
Yeah, let's dial it back. There's a lot of self-loathing still, but we I can at least appreciate that I'm fine or whatever. What have I been enjoying lately? Fuck.
Yeah.
Let me see. What have I been enjoying lately? I just purchased my plane ticket and ticket for Dark Force Festival, so I guess that's what I'm excited about.
That's nice.
Next month. I'm excited to go, like, rub shoulders with, like, homies and people I've known in the scene for a long time, and meet fans, like, and kind of like you touched on, like, you mentioned, like, you didn't want to, like, call the people who kind of follow you and are into your music and everything fans. I feel the same way. Like, I don't want to call yeah. like Void Signal podcast fans, like, fans or like patrons or anything, because, like, I've gotten to know them so well. Like,
right.
These are people that I have names and acquaintances and friends and of varying levels and everything. So it's like, it feels a little remiss at times, but, like, I'm so excited to, like, see people who, like, are fans of the show and, like, fans of me. And, like, it's weird to, like, want to hang out with people who are like, oh, dude, I want to hang out with you just because of who you are. It's like,
yeah, yeah. No, that first, I want to say that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of bummed. I'm going to miss Dark Forest. I've never been, but I've seen a lot, and I was hoping to get there this year, but I don't think I am, but yeah, no, it's yeah, definitely soon. Yeah. But no, it's definitely, yeah, like, I don't know. I think just call them friends, but then, like, people might not know what you're talking about. Right. What you're talking about. I don't know, but it's definitely a weird feeling. Like, the first time going on tour, somebody was like, oh, are you Zafu? And I'm like, yeah, but you could just call me Bijan. Like, I will always, if we meet in person, I'll always just be like, yeah, just call me Bijan. Cause it just feels weird. You know, like, we're all people, like, let's just hang out.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm excited for you. That sounds awesome. It's really cool that you've built, like, this kind of, like, your not own community, but you've built this space. That's what I want to say. You built this space where people can come on and talk about anything and everything. And it all kind of centers around, like, a, you know, a relationship with music or just art or whatever creative avenue. So that's really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's a lot of neurodivergence. But I feel like I feel like that's going to be most people you run into in an art community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, anybody kind of making anything is going to be somebody who's, doing something out of the ordinary, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but thank you. I'm very excited about it too. I'm excited to, like, to meet people and catch shows and, you know, catch up with people I've known for a while. And, I'm pretty pumped about that. Well, that is it. I don't want to keep you too long. 40 minutes, nice and sweet. yeah, thank you so much for your time and for coming on. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and yeah, I'm hoping to get to see you at some point in the future. I will be in Chicago in September for Cold Waves.
Oh, let's go.
So if you are going to be at that, I will see you there.
I definitely will. I missed this past one.
I'm pretty
nice. Excited. Well, it'll be both of our first because I was supposed to go and, you know, some stuff happened, but definitely going this year. But yeah, no, like, nice. Thank you so much for having me on. Like, this was great. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm excited for the future of Void Signal and just everything that's going on, man.
Yeah, for sure. Likewise, I'm excited for what you release next. And thank you so much for your time.
Void Signal intro and outro music courtesy of Processor. Visit processor2.bandcamp.com for more Processor, and visit voidsignal.net to help support the creation of more Void Signal. Thank you.